Ladies and gentlemen, this is Star FM's Tanya and Dane podcast.
And we are talking about the Boolagool sheep races. I think this is such a fabulous idea. And to talk more about it, more details, Alison joins us from the committee. Good morning, Alison.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing very well, thank you. Now, what makes a fantastic racing sheep?
Well, I think you have to look at it a bit like a horse. it has to have long legs, quite fine features seem to work well. We also find that if they're a little bit hungry, the luscious green grounds of the Boolagool cricket ground helps to speed them along as well.
Right. And now, in terms of jockeys, do you groom cats for jockeys?
Look, it's very hard to grow a jockey that size, I'd have to say. So we don't have jockeys.
Right.
We just let them race au naturel.
Bareback, if you will.
Bareback, if you will. That's right.
This is such a great idea. Now, how long have the sheep races been going on?
So this is our 17th year. When we started it, we're in the middle of a drought, and a couple of us got together. We had heard about sheep races that were actually run in WA through one of our local community members, Daryl Harrison, and he came back and said, this is a good idea, and we're renowned as a sheep-growing area out here, and we thought, look, what a great idea. We'll just get everyone together. We'll have a bit of fun. And we weren't really planning on making it 17 years, but here we are.
Yeah.
All these years later, and they're really the highlight of the sheep racing calendar.
How many other events are there on the sheep racing calendar?
I think there might be about two others. Ours, of course, are the premier event. We're a little bit like the Melbourne Cup of sheep racing, if you will. So we do it probably better than anyone, we'd like to think.
Now, you do your fashions on the field, but not for the humans.
No. No, if you saw the fashions in the field for the humans, you'd understand why we concentrate just on the sheep. So we have lots of people put in a lot of time and effort into their outfits. They're absolutely amazing. If you've ever tried to dress a sheep, you'll understand that...
Haven't, actually. It's never come up.
No, it's not something that comes up every day. But,
where have you been living, Tanya?
It's quite difficult to get a four-legged animal into the outfits that we've seen. Last year we had some amazing ones. Someone dressed one up as James Heard.
that's great, James
Heard. It was, and we had an SES sheep as well, but we've had everyone from Black Cabby Bar 1 year. We've had Bath Vader last year. So people put in, it really is fantastic to see.
See, that's awesome. Thinking if I was to dress up a sheep, I was going to call it Kim Kardashian.
I like it. Can I take that?
No, because that's my sheep, and I'll just get a big booty on it.
Well, you might have to copyright that name because there's actually some great prizes for best name.
Really?
I might borrow that one.
Ooh, what are the prizes?
Oh, amazing prizes. We have swags, eskies, a whippersnipper. We have a trophy, of course, for best decorated and best name. We have, and of course, the Boolagool Cup is worth $500.
So the winning sheep.
The winning sheep. So we race about 25 heats over the day, and then those sheep, the winning sheep from each heat, goes into the grand final, and that sheep takes out the Boolagool Cup, obviously very prestigious in the sheep racing industry, and that comes with the cash prize as well.
What's the distance on the Boolagool Cup?
The distance, that is such an excellent question. It would have to be, I think it's about 400 metres.
Wow.
It's pretty decent.
It is. Well, you have to give them a bit of speed. Sometimes you find they stop midway for a little bit of a pick.
Yep.
So there are some teams that have some techniques at the start to make sure that their sheep races as fast as possible.
What kind of techniques?
I think that's better left unsaid, really.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. All right. Yeah, good
those
one.
Those techniques are obviously a secret to the most successful racing team.
Mm.
Did have... 1 year, a greyhound came dressed as a sheep.
Well, that's surely illegal. Surely that's
illegal. Luckily, we caught that particular animal in the yards prior to the race meeting. It was very well disguised.
Was it Wile E. Coyote?
It might have been. It was a pretty mean looking sheep, I'd have to say.
This is
so
great.
The old saying, "Wolf in sheep's clothing," came to mind.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how do we get a sheep if we want to race one?
Turn up on the day. You can hire one for the day to race It only costs $30, and like I said, you're in with a chance to win some great prizes or even take out the cup.
And excellent. You know what? It just sounds like a fun day.
I actually think next year we should be looking at getting you out here to sing the national anthem. I hear you might be a bit of a singer.
I am.
Can you do it in sheep language? Can you bar it? Oh, well done. The Boolagool Sheep Races are on this Saturday. Alison, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Tanya and Dane.